This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Welcome, everybody, to episode 67 of Taylor Talk. My name is Adam.
I'm Maya.
And I am Steve.
And we have a great episode for you guys today. We've got actually something interactive that you guys get to participate in later in the episode. But before we start, I did want to fill everyone in on something kind of neat that I discovered. The Haters Gonna Hate unicorn shirt that Taylor wore at the Billboard Awards is available in turquoise now, where it used to be just white for the ladies and gray for the guys. But it's in turquoise now. So if you're interested, go buy that from Junk Food Clothing. Their website is junkfoodclothing.com. Real quick, I just wanted to recap last week's episode because we asked you guys to submit some thoughts and ideas for the Everything Has Changed music video, which we discussed last week. So Shania from Australia left us a voicemail. So let's hear from Shania.
Hey guys, it's Shania from Australia, and oh my goodness. Okay, I just watched the Everything Has Changed video, and oh my gosh, that was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my whole life, except for Meredith, because Meredith is pretty cute. But oh my gosh, the end bit, the Taylor, oh god! I'm completely freaking out right now. It was absolutely amazing. Oh my gosh. I reckon they did a really good job with the casting of Little Ed, because he looks exactly like him, and oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so excited. See ya.
Alright, thank you for that voicemail, Shania. Appreciate it. We also had a tweet from at Evan Holmquist, who said something he found that was interesting about the Everything Has Changed music video is that the name of the kids are the middle names of Taylor and Ed. And I have heard things about that. Have you guys heard about that? Because I don't know where that information came from.
Yeah, I have. I've seen that a few places, that their names are Allison and Christopher, the little kids.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that's true, but I've seen that a few places. That would be really cute.
I feel like that was made up, though.
If that is true. I mean, it's very convenient. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it from, like, an official source. Like, I've seen it on Twitter and on Tumblr, but we should look into that and see if it's actually true, because that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely. So, thanks, guys, for the feedback on the Everything Has Changed video. If you guys missed our discussion on it, it was in last week's episode, episode 66. So, if you're interested, go listen. For now, Maya is going to give us the news.
All right. So, first up, I hope everybody's ready, because Red is going to be Taylor's next single, and that's going to be going to radio on June 24th, which is like in a week. So make sure that you're calling your radio station and requesting it and singing it very loudly in the car when it comes on. In award show news, earlier this week, Taylor won Fragrance Celebrity of the Year at the Fragrance Foundation Awards in New York City. She was there promoting her new fragrance, Taylor by Taylor Swift. She also released a sneak peek of her of the fragrance, of the ad for it, which features the song Starlight. And you can watch that video on Taylor Swift's YouTube channel, as well as in our episode guide. And if you're interested in getting the perfume, it is now available for order at ulta.com/Taylor Swift.
You know, something I found interesting about this new fragrance is when I went to look at ulta.com, they have Taylor by Taylor hair mist. I'm like wondering, yeah. Maya, maybe you can explain to me, because you're a lady. Is that something you spray in your hair and it smells like the perfume? Is that what it's for?
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, like normally, well, like if you're putting on perfume, if you put, like sometimes you'll put it in your hair. Like, you put a little bit of it in your hair because it, like, the scent will stay there longer than, like, on your skin. So I think maybe it's, like, going off of that. It's, like, you can sort of, if you, like, put the scent in your hair, it tends to kind of stay there longer.
Is that, like, when you spray it up in the air and then you, like, run into it real quick?
I mean, like, I usually, like, I'll put it, like, on the back of my neck. And then it kind of will, like, be in your hair a little bit. And then you can, like, you can smell it for longer. Because, like, I don't think it's, like, it's not a hairspray. It's just a hair mist. I think it's just to make you smell more like Taylor for longer.
Now you can really smell like Taylor.
You can really smell Taylor all the time.
Awesome. Well, thanks for reading the news for us, Maya. Next up is our tour updates from our partners over at T-Swift on Tour, so take it away.
Hey guys, it's Sammy at SamIam1331 from T-Swift on Tour here with your weekly Red Tour wrap-up. Before Taylor headed out on the Red Tour again, she made a quick stop in London on June 9th, where she performed a set at the Capital FM Summertime Ball at Wembley Stadium. She performed four songs, including her UK single, Everything Has Changed, with surprise guest Ed Sheeran. Then she made her way to Canada for the Canadian leg of the Red Tour. The first stop was on June 14th at the Rogers Centre in Toronto. It's the first stadium Taylor plays in Canada this tour. The secret song was Tim McGraw, as someone had requested it during a pre-show meet and greet. During Treacherous, the platform got stuck, so it was delayed in rising under Taylor, but all was fine and the show kept going. The next day, June 15th, was also at the Rogers Centre in Toronto. A lot of people were confused by the secret song, saying it was Forever and Always. It took everyone a minute to realize she was singing Highway Don't Care. It was acoustic and by herself. It was, of course, magical. Fans noticed Taylor had cut her knee in between Love Story and Treacherous. Guess now she has a new scar to go with her hot glue gun scar. Over the past 2 days, Taylor played for 90,000 fans. The band headed home for their Father's Day celebrations, as well as some rest for the next week, while Taylor heads to the Much Music Video Awards, where she is nominated and presenting. The next show is Saturday, June 22nd at Winnipeg at the Investors Group Field. That is your weekly Red Tour wrap-up. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Thank you for that, Sammy. Remember, guys, go follow at T-Swift on Tour on Twitter. They update live from all of Taylor's Red Tour concerts, and it's pretty cool to know what's going on, so go follow them if you're interested. Steve, can you give us our first You Know Your Swiftie one?
All right, Adam. You know you're a Swiftie when you come from Sydney, Australia, and travel halfway across the globe to Los Angeles to see the Red Tour before it comes to Australia. And that was from Taylor. It was an email that we got.
Dang, dedication.
That's impressive.
That's a long flight to see Taylor.
Yeah.
But at least the Red Tour doesn't get ruined for you, because that's the thing is, you know, it's been going on so long, it's like you just want to have your first Red show, and if you have to travel halfway across the world to do it, so be it.
Okay, our next one comes from at Evan Holmquist on Twitter, and he said, you know you're a Swiftie when I Don't Care comes on the radio and you're expecting the next 17 songs to be all Taylor's.
I don't care!
This happens to me all the time. Actually, the worst was the CMT Awards with Lenny Kravitz when he opened it up with American Woman and then was expecting the rest of it to be like a Red Tour concert.
Waiting for Taylor to come out and didn't happen.
Yeah. Now I hear the beginning of that song and I'm like, Taylor, what?
I was waiting for Taylor and she just never came.
She never showed up. It's so sad.
Next one is from at Swiftie Lawrence on Twitter, who says, you know you're Swiftie when hashtag refrigerator is trending and the first thing you think of is All Too Well and Taylor.
Aww.
You know you're a Swiftie when you respond to Taylor Swift like it's your name. And that was from Max.
Interesting.
I can't say that I've ever done that. Like, no one calls me Taylor Swift.
What if everybody on our show on the podcast responded to Taylor Swift? So whenever we mentioned, hey, Taylor, everyone's like, what?
I mean, it's gotten to the point where, like, around, like my family and, like, my good friends, I'll just say Taylor and not Taylor Swift, and they know what I'm talking about. But, like, they don't call me that. That's some serious dedication if everyone else is calling you Taylor Swift.
That's true. Like,
all right, our final submission is from Sophia via email, and she said, you know you're Swiftie when you didn't have a favorite number, but when you discovered Taylor, and she said, when I was 9 years old, now I'm 13, it became 13.
Nice.
13 is a pretty darn magical number, to say the least.
It is.
It's a Taylor number.
Yep.
All right, guys, so here's the part of the episode that is brand new. We've never, ever, ever done this before. But everybody at home gets to participate. What we're going to do right now is Taylor Swift Jeopardy. Yeah!
Whoa.
Anyway.
It sounds cool.
Steve's like, oh no, another trivia game for me to lose at.
Yeah, probably, but it sounds fun, so hey, I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, so it's going to be pretty standard Jeopardy rules. If anyone out there from Jeopardy is listening, don't sue us. We're just having fun. But anyway, let's review the rules. So there are five categories to choose from. We have Swift Family Tree, Tour Buddies, The Agency, Lyrics, and Just Taylor, each category containing three questions. The questions are valued at either 13, 31, or 113 points each, depending on their level of difficulty. The person who controls the board gets to choose the category and the point valuation they'll be trying for. The contestant will have 13 seconds to answer correctly, and if they're unable to do so, control of the game is passed on to the other contestant, and then they will have a chance to answer the question. If neither contestant answers correctly, control remains with the original contestant. Remember, as per standard Jeopardy rules, all responses must be in the form of a question. At the end of the game, the contestant, either Maya or Steve, with the most points, will win. Woohoo! Yeah. And if I've forgotten any rules in my little spiel, I am just going to make them up as I go.
Of course, Adam. That's a very Adam-like thing of you to do.
That's my way of doing it. Now, everybody listening is probably like, wait a second, how do I participate? Well, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is try and answer the trivia questions yourself in the 13 seconds. Keep track of your score. And at the end of the episode, be sure to send in your score to us. We're going to be picking two people to compete in this exact same game on a future episode, and they will be actually competing for the chance to win a free Taylor Talk t-shirt. So it's in your best interest to respond with your score so you have a chance of getting picked. Right? Right. So, you guys ready for it?
So does that mean that Maya or myself gets to win a Taylor Talk t-shirt if we win?
No.
Darn it.
I don't like this game already.
No, you guys just get pride. You're playing for pride.
All right.
Swifty pride.
All right, so to determine who goes first, I'm just going to ask a question. Whoever answers it first gets to choose the first category, all right?
Oh my goodness, so much stress. Okay.
Okay. What is Taylor's last name?
Swift.
Wait.
Maya won that one.
Wait, don't we have to answer in the form of a question? What is Swift?
Steve, that was just a lightning question. We weren't playing yet.
Ha ha.
Maya answered it first. So, Maya, do you remember the five categories?
No. Can you repeat them, please?
You have Swift Family Tree, uh-huh. Tour Buddies, The Agency, Lyrics, and Just Taylor. And then within each of those categories, you can choose for either 13 points, 31, or 113 points.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's do, Lyrics for 13.
Lyrics for 13.
Yes.
All right. So for the lyrics questions, I'm just going to recite lyrics and you will have to answer in the form of a question. And like I said, you'll have 13 seconds as soon as I stop speaking. All right.
Well, what am I answering? I'm saying the name of the song?
Yep.
Okay.
But in the form of a question.
Got it.
All right. Who's Taylor Swift anyway? Ew.
What is 22?
That is correct.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
So, 13.
I got 13 points.
13 for Maya. All right, Maya, you still control the board. What's the next category?
Let's do... Should I pick a different one? How about Tour Buddies, was it?
For 13? Yeah, Tour Buddies.
Let's do that.
For I don't even know how what that points? Is.
13. Probably people that you performed on tour with.
For 13 again. All right. Okay. Ready? Buddies for 13. This former opening act consists of three members named Tom, Rachel, and Mike.
What is Gloriana?
That is correct. Gloriana, of course, being an opener for the Fearless Tour.
Right. Oh, now I have to pick another one.
Yep, you still control the board.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. How about The Agency for 13?
The Agency for 13. All right. This agency member is dating a former dancer from both the Fearless and Speak Now World Tours.
Who is Grant Michelson?
Dang, you are getting all of them. That is correct. Taylor's guitarist Grant is, of course, dating her former dancer, Claire Calloway.
Yay. Lyrics for 31.
Lyrics for 31.
Mm-hmm.
Every lesson forms a new scar.
What is eyes open?
Maya, you're not even giving Steve a chance here.
I figured that would be the case. I mean, Maya just like knows her Swifty knowledge like you wouldn't believe.
Hey, just wait till she gets to some of the 113-point questions and we'll see if it's still the same game.
Yeah, but do you think I'm going to know the answer to those?
We'll see.
I guess we'll find out.
What's the next category, Maya?
All right, well, now that you said that, let's try the lyrics for 131.
113.
Whatever that was, yeah.
Now she's just making up numbers.
All right, lyrics for 113. This is probably the easiest 113-point question.
Okay.
But we'll go with it anyway. Just a small town boy and girl living in a crazy world.
What is... What? Wait, that's a Journey song.
4 seconds.
What? What? I'm confused
now.
All right. I don't... What are you talking about?
Time's up. Steve, question goes to you. I'll repeat the lyrics. Just a small town boy and girl... living in a crazy world. 13 seconds.
Oh.
I'm only me when I'm with you.
That is correct.
What?
There we go.
Wow.
113 points for Steve, and control of the game changes. So, Steve, you got the next category.
I'm winning right now, right?
Yeah, actually, I guess you are with that question.
I want to hear the points. Who?
The official score right now is Maya 39, Steve 113.
Woo! Take that, Maya. All right, I'm ready.
You got to pick a category, Steve.
The agency.
Four.
113 points?
113. Oh, the agency for 113. You ready, Steve?
Let's do it.
This former agency member left to pursue a career in law.
Oh. You know what? I think it was her former fiddle player, but I do not know the name at all, so I'm getting this wrong.
3, 2, 1. Time's up. Maya, I'll repeat the question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This former agency member left to pursue a career in law.
Who is Emily Pope?
Close enough. It was Emily Poe.
I forgot. Okay. I knew it was something like that. Is that
so enough? Emily Poe was the agency's fiddle player back before Caitlin.
Right.
So Maya gets 113 and a change in control again.
Yay.
Plus she's winning now.
She is back to winning. But as you prove, Steve, it's still anyone's game.
That's true.
Let's see. What have we not done yet? Let's do Just Taylor for 31.
Just Taylor for 31. Yeah. All right. Taylor now owns homes in these three cities.
What is... Nashville, Los Angeles, and...
Time.
So,
Steve, repeating the question. Taylor now owns homes in these three cities.
I'm guessing, let's see. It's in Rhode Island, but I don't know anything in Rhode Island. I'm just going to go with the capital, Providence, Rhode Island.
Wrong. You both missed it. The correct answers are Los Angeles, California, Nashville, Tennessee, and Westerly, Rhode Island.
That's not a city.
It is. That's where her house is.
I know, but it's not a city.
How? What do you mean that's not a city?
It's like a little beach town.
It's a town, but that town, city, I mean, that's just a...
It's her mailing address right there. So, Maya, the control's still with you because Steve didn't get it.
There are 22,000 people in Westerly, by the way.
How do you know that?
Because he's a psychic. All right, then let's do Just Taylor for 13.
Okay.
Since I'm apparently bad at this one.
You'll get this one.
Okay.
Actually, I know you'll get this one.
All right.
Taylor recommends you order the sweet potato pancakes when you eat at this local Nashville restaurant.
What is Pancake Pantry?
Yeah, that is correct. 13 points for Maya.
That was an easy question.
I've only been to Pancake Pantry one time, and that's what I ordered, and so good.
That's what I ordered as well.
Delicious. Okay, what do we have left?
We still have Just Taylor for 113.
Okay.
We have the agency for 31. We have Tour Buddies for 31 or 113. And we have all of the Swifty Family Tree. Or Swift Family Tree, sorry.
Okay, let's do Swift Family Tree for 13.
Swift Family Tree for 13. All right. Yes. There are this many members in Taylor's immediate family.
Counting her?
Including her, yes.
What is four?
That is correct. Four. There are Scott, Andrea, Taylor, and Austin.
Yeah.
Steve, Maya's starting to own this game again. I see that. Hope she gets a question wrong soon.
Is there like some sort of roadblock or something? Some way that I can just like jump in and answer?
There are still two hidden daily doubles. So if you get some of those, you could be back in the game.
Uh-oh.
All right, Maya, what's the next category?
Let's do, how about the agency for 31?
The agency for 31. All right. This former agency member was also the band leader.
Who's Al Wilson?
That is correct. And of course, a fun fact about Al Wilson, a couple years after creating his Twitter account, he finally tweeted for the first time this year on April 17th.
And he favorited my tweet.
He favorited your tweet? Nice. Cool.
Yeah, because I tweeted how excited I was that Al Wilson was finally tweeting and he favorited it.
All right.
It was an exciting moment for me.
Another 31 points to Maya.
The
next category.
Swift Family Tree. For 31.
Swift Family Tree for 31.
Yeah.
This family member of Taylor's has the middle initial K.
Who is Scott Swift?
That's actually correct. You got that.
Wow.
A lucky guess, but you got it nonetheless. Another 31 points for Maya.
I think I somehow vaguely remembered that Austin's middle name does not start with a K. And then...
What's the next category?
Remind me what we have left, because I don't have it in front of me.
Got Swift Family Tree for 113. We have Tour Buddies for 31 and 113.
Okay.
And we have Just Taylor for 113.
Okay, let's do the Just Taylor for 113.
For 113. All right, Just Taylor. This poem, written in fourth grade, won Taylor a national poetry contest.
Oh, no, I forget what it's called. Oh. Yeah, no, I'm completely drawing a blank.
3 seconds.
I forget.
Time's up.
Steve.
It's on you, Steve. Ready? I'll repeat the question once for you. This poem, written in fourth grade, won Taylor a national poetry contest.
Oh, I've heard about it, but I don't remember. It was something like monster, alien, something or other. I don't remember. Ugh.
Time. The correct answer is, what is Monster in My Closet?
I thought
I'm having fun with this game.
Well, you're having fun. I'm not so sure with my, 113 points.
Yeah, Maya, control is back with you.
Let's do, how about Tour Buddies for 31.
Yay, you finally hit one of the daily doubles. So whoever gets this right, if anyone, gets 62 points.
Okay.
Ready? This opener. What?
Does this work differently than the other ones in terms of answering?
No, you still just answer it the same. You just get twice as many points if you get it right.
Oh, got it. Okay, continue.
All right. This opener does not only perform American rock, but also Christian rock.
Who is Need to Breathe?
That's correct.
Yay.
Maya gets 62 points. Something interesting is their song Something Beautiful that they actually performed before, you know, while they were opening for Taylor on the Speak Now tour, actually hit number 6 on the Hot Christian Songs chart.
Oh,
I didn't even know
cool.
that was a Christian song, to be honest.
I mean, you could tell a little bit from some of their lyrics, but it's pretty subtle.
Yep.
And I love them as openers. They were so high energy.
Yeah, they did a good job. I like Ed better, though.
Huh. Oh, me too.
Don't tell Need to Breathe I said that, though.
I don't think they're listening, Adam, so I think you're good.
Oh, that's good. All right, we've got two questions left. We've got Swift Family Tree for 113 or Tour Buddies for 113.
Let's do Tour Buddies.
All right, Tour Buddies for 113. As a fun prank, Taylor sent out her dancers in butterfly and cat costumes during this performer's act.
Butterfly and cat costumes? What? I don't remember this one. Oh no!
3, 2, 1. Time's up.
I forget. All right.
Steve, I'll repeat it for you. As a fun prank, Taylor sent her dancers out in butterfly and cat costumes during this performer's act. 13 seconds.
Well, I'm fighting between, let me think here. I'm going to say, who is Kelly Pickler?
That is correct. It was Kelly Pickler. So 113 points to Steve. Steve, you're like back in it with that one, huh?
Woo!
Well,
that is pretty good.
Not quite, but right. Closer, I should say.
So do I have Steve a chance control? At this?
What?
Like, if I win out, do I have enough points to win? Well, there's still a daily double out there, right?
That is the last question is a daily double, and it's a 113-point question.
So okay. It'll be 226.
So, Steve, if you get this, it's 226. This is, like, your only hope here.
Nice. Well, I was lucky on that last question because it was, like, between me, it was either Rascal Flatts or Kelly Pickler. I was going back and forth because I think she pranked Rascal Flatts, too, during the tour.
She pulled a lot of pranks on Fearless Tour, more than the other tours. All right, you ready, Steve?
I am ready for my question.
Have you taken a deep breath?
Okay, I did.
All right. This is the last question and the last daily double. Swift Family Tree for 113. This successful opera singer was not only Taylor's grandmother, but also her musical inspiration.
I'm not going to know the answer to that one, I don't think. I feel like a bad Swifty for not knowing it, but I do not.
3, 2, 1. All right, Maya, I'll repeat it for you. This is to seal the deal, even though you already won.
Okay.
This successful opera singer was not only Taylor's grandmother, but also her musical inspiration.
Oh, I'm trying to remember her name.
Three, two,
I'm blanking.
One. Time's up.
Darn it.
The correct answer is who is Marjorie Finley?
Wow. Yeah, I would not have remembered that. But see, from now on I will, so it's okay.
Yeah, I think we learned
well,
a lot.
That was the point of doing this. It's so everybody can learn together. So Taylor was quoted as saying, "I can remember her singing, the thrill of it. She was one of my first inspirations." That's what Taylor said about her grandmother. So,
oh, so cute.
That was a fun game, right?
That was
fun. I enjoyed that a lot.
Well, I think you enjoyed it a little more than I did because she won, but still, it was fun. I had a good time.
Shall we total up the points, or do you even want to know, Steve?
Well, you know what? I'm a good sport. Let's total them up.
All right, let's total it up. Steve, your total score is 226.
Ooh.
Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Your total score, making you the winner today, was 302 points.
Yay!
Yay! So, if anybody at home, I hope you guys were keeping track of your own points, and honestly, keeping track, not like Google searching and being like, oh yeah, I knew that, I'll just give myself the points. Send in your points to us, either email or Twitter or whatever you feel comfortable with. And we're going to be picking two people at random that will get to join us. Mind you, there's a slight contingency. You do have to have the ability to get on Skype with us and record. So that's the only contingency. But two people will be able to come on Taylor Talk and compete in a future episode for a chance of winning a free Taylor Talk t-shirt. Maya doesn't get one.
Aww. I don't think that's fair. She worked so hard for those points. I mean, she obviously shows she has a lot more Taylor knowledge than I ever will, but I did learn a couple of answers, so I feel...
That was good. There were some, like, actually challenging questions in there.
That was a good job, Adam.
Yeah. Thanks. I spent, like, a long time looking for these questions. So, Steve, who was the former agency member who left to pursue a career in law?
Emily Poe.
Look at that.
See how quick that was? And I didn't even, like, mess it up at all. I didn't even like confuse like Emily Poe and Cassidy Pope and make like Emily Pope like Maya did. So,
oops,
it's all good.
Hey Maya, who is Taylor's grandmother?
Marjorie Finley.
Yay! Everybody's learning. Yay. Cool. So, you remember last week, guys, when we were talking about the idea of what are Swifties reading segment
Yes.
with book suggestions?
I do. Yeah, that was just last
week. What did you guys think of that idea? I want your opinions. I never actually asked.
I mean, I love reading, and I love finding out things that other people enjoy, so I think it's an awesome idea.
I like purchasing books, but not so much reading them. Not the same thing.
So we had a, from time to time, there's a bizarre anomaly in Taylor Talk where we get an abnormal amount of feedback about a subject, like more than we normally get. And this was one of them. And it seems that a lot of people are strangely in favor of what are Swifties reading segment. So what do you guys think about incorporating it?
I think that'd be fun.
That's
cool.
Fun.
Let's do it. So it's not going to be a weekly segment, I don't think, because you guys actually have to get time to, I don't know, acquire the book and read it. You know, a week might be pushing it. But for the first one, since nobody's had a chance to submit anything that they're reading yet, I figured I would discuss a book that I just came across recently, and it is called Taylor Swift, and it's by an author named Liv Spencer, and it's basically an unofficial Taylor Swift biography, and I've been flipping through it. I haven't gotten a chance to read it cover to cover yet, but it's got a lot of good information. So that's what I recommend Swifties read.
Awesome. I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And there's an ebook version and a paperback version. I'm not sure where you get the paperback version. I
Amazon, maybe?
Ordered it.
Barnes & Noble? Usually those are the two that seem to have most of the books.
Yeah, it's probably on one of the two. I got it directly from the publisher. That's why I don't know exactly what retailers are carrying it. But
I'm sure
it
we'll
should be
look
on either Amazon or Barnes & Noble or both.
I'm sure we'll look into it and throw it in the episode guide so everyone knows how to get to it.
Yeah, we'll link to it in the episode guide, guys. Cool. So, I don't know. Was this a short episode? How long have we been talking for? Yeah, it's a short episode.
A little bit short, but fun.
So why don't we just ramble for a minute about how short it is and then we'll stretch it out.
Okay.
I'm kidding. It'll just be a short one for this week and we'll have to catch up with you guys next week. Remember, you guys can always contact us instead of listing off the ways like I normally do, which takes basically every scrap of breath I have in me. Just go to taylortalk.org and there's a contact button with all our methods of contact. Of course, if you love us, give us a nice rating on iTunes. That would be kind of you. Go on taylortalk.org, buy a t-shirt. These are just all your normal reminders at the end of the episode. So for 67, this has been Adam.
Maya.
And Steve.
Saying have a great day, guys. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.